From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The Financial Stability Review Book, or KSK, number 36, issued by Bank Indonesia, conducted that stability of Indonesia's financial system could be maintained in the midst of pressures arising from the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. As reported by the Randus Agency, according to an excerpt in the KSK book published on Friday, the financial sector resilience was maintained as a result of the government, Bank Indonesia, and related authorities synergizing to shoulder joint responsibility in the financial sector. Various policy synergies with extraordinary measures related to the National Economic Recovery Plan program have been applied to tackle the pandemic that has battered the economy and financial system. The KSK book pointed to various policy responses being deployed for sustaining the domestic economy in the second semester of 2020, which performed better than that in the first semester of 2020. Indonesia's crude palm oil CPO export in March this year reached $3.74 billion, an increase of 80% from $2.08 billion recorded in the previous month. As quoted by the Randus Agency, Chief of the Indonesian Palm Oil Producer Association, GAPKI, Joko Supriyono, disclosed in Jakarta on Friday that the foreign exchange earnings were obtained from the export of 3,244 tons of CPO, an increase of 62.7% from 1,994 tons in February 2021. He further said an increase in price and volume is believed to have led to palm oil export soaring to around $3.74 billion. National palm oil production in March this year rose by more than 20% to 3,712,000 tons from 3,079,000 tons the previous month. However, domestic palm oil consumption stood at 1,599,000 tons in March, or lower than 1,604,000 tons recorded in February 2021. As part of the European Day celebration, the European Union is organizing a virtual education exhibition on May 2, 2021, titled EU-Indonesia Scholarship Info Day 2021, which features virtual exhibition and a series of webinars. Exhibitors can meet European education representatives in a virtual room to find information on scholarship opportunities, university application, student lives, and much more. The ambassador of the European Union to Indonesia, Vincent Piquet, emphasized that 11 European Union member countries will also showcase their best universities in this event.
We are at the start of a full 10 days of activities to celebrate, to mark the EU's national day, if you like. We call it Europe Day, which is on the 9th of May, but the activities are starting this weekend, and the education fair is one of them. We have a wonderful turnout of member states in this activity, 11 member states, Belgium, France, Germany, Hungary, Ireland, Italy, Luxembourg, Sweden, Finland, Netherlands, and Poland, will be exhibiting their education offerings in this fair. And on top of that, of course, there's also an exhibition by the delegation of the European Union in Indonesia.
Ambassador Piquet added that Europe has a very good quality of education at affordable cost. In this educational exhibition, the European Union is also working with the Directorate General of Higher Education, the Ministry of Education and Culture of Indonesia, to implement a scholarship program for Indonesian students. Passion for reading is the basis for literacy formation. Through reading activities, the literacy ecosystem is maintained. The presence of a reading ambassador will reinforce the importance of reading habits and literacy as part of the elements forming superior and competitive human resources. The head of the National Library of Indonesia, Muhammad Sharif Bando, stated on Friday that the Indonesian reading ambassador was not a subordinate of the Indonesian National Library, but had the public trust to carry out this task.
Posisi sebagai duta baca bukan anak buah perpustakaan.
The position as a reading ambassador is not a library subordinate. You are chosen as a reading ambassador because there is a very strong foundation of public belief that you are the right person to assume the role, and all funding will be borne by the APBN, which means that it's people's money and that is entrusted to the National Library. After Najwa Sihab, the baton of the Duta Baca Indonesia, or DBI, has now continued into the hands of literacy activist Heri Hendrayana Haris, or who is familiarly called Gol Agong. The existence, dedication, totality, and enthusiasm of Gol Agong, even in the midst of limitation, have provided evidence that action is more important than just narrative. Let's move on to the international news. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador said on Friday the United States will probably send Mexico around 5 million more doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, saying a factory set to make the drug domestically was not yet ready. Struggling with delays at the factories and shortfalls in deliveries from foreign vaccine suppliers, Mexico has asked the United States for more shots after an initial loan of some 2.7 million AstraZeneca doses. López Obrador said at the regular news conference that it's probable that they help Mexico with the loan while the AstraZeneca plant in Mexico gets up and running. The U.S. State Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The World Health Organization has listed Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use, the agency said on Friday. The fifth to be given the status meant to expedite countries' own approval of shots. WHO Assistant Director General Mariangela Simao said on Friday it was important to have more vaccines available because of supply problems for other shots, including from India, a main source of vaccine for the global COVAX vaccine sharing program. India has restricted export because of a crisis of infection. Moderna announced this week an expansion plan for its production network to boost its capacity to up to 3 billion doses in 2022. The WHO Strategic Advisory Group of Experts on Immunization, SAGE, already in January, had recommended Moderna's vaccine for all groups 18 and above. Local officials said that high school students are among 30 people killed in a car bombing in Afghanistan. As quoted by BBC.com, the bomb went off late on Friday close to the guest house where the students were reportedly staying in Pulelam, the capital of Eastern Logar province. Dozens of people were hurt. Witness described roofs collapsing and victims being trapped under the debris. No group has said it was behind the blast as people broke their fast in the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. That was the news. First news comes from Banda Aceh, Aceh province. The commemoration of the Nuzulul Quran at the Baitur Rahman Grand Mosque in Banda Aceh this year has been running simply without any big festivities like in previous years because it is still in a pandemic state of COVID-19. Head of the Aceh Sharia Islamic Service, Ali Dar, said in Banda Aceh last Wednesday that this year's Nuzulul Quran commemoration was only enlivened by the delivery of religious lectures. The implementation of evening prayers and listening to lectures was carried out by applying health protocols, by wearing masks and keeping physical distance from each other. In his Nuzul Quran remarks, Ali Dar said that the number of Ajainis people who have contracted COVID-19 is increasing. Therefore, he appealed to residents to always comply with the health protocols. Next news comes from Surabaya, East Java. Erlangga University Surabaya launched a social service car facility equipped with Genos to provide COVID-19 testing service, distribute aid, and picked up donation. The launch was marked by the handover of the car unit to Rector Professor Muhammad Nasi from Erlangga University Social Fund Management Center at the campus on Wednesday. Chairman of the center, Dr. Wisudanto, said that the social service car equipped with the two Genos units could be used by not only the Erlangga University community, but also the general public by sending letters to the Social Fund Management Center. Dr. Wisudanto hopes that services to the community can be carried out optimally by Erlangga University. One of them is to encourage the implementation of offline activities by providing a COVID-19 test service facility, which is immediately picked up by the Erlangga University team. The latest news comes from Depok, West Java. An ancient ship has been invented in Lambur village, East Jabung, Jambi province recently. A lecturer at the Department of Archaeology, Faculty of Cultural Sciences from University of Indonesia in Depok, West Java, Ali Akbar, in his statement last Wednesday said that the invention of this ship showed that Indonesia had been able to build a large ship capable of traveling farther in the open seas even before the arrival of Europeans in the 16th century. The arrangement of the boards in this ancient shipbuilding uses the shun plank and lash log technique, which is the hallmark of the shipbuilding technique in Southeast Asia. Ancient boats with this technique are found in Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Vietnam.
Today in history, first event is commemorated as World Labor Day. World Labor Day began from the demonstration of the laborers in the United States in 1886. They demanded the imposition of 8-hour work. This demand was related to the conditions at that time when workers were forced to work 12 to 16 hours per day. The unification of the world labor movement was the holding of the International Labor Congress in 1889. The Congress, which was attended by hundreds of delegates from various countries, decided 8-hour work per day that became a major demand of workers around the world. Moreover, the Congress also welcomed the proposal of a labor delegation from the United States that decided May 1st as World Labor Day. In Indonesia, Labor Day has actually been commemorated since May 1st, 1920. Moving to 1963 is the anniversary of the liberation of West Irian or Papua today. When Indonesia proclaimed independence on August 17, 1945, the Netherlands maintained its power in the western region of Papua Island. The Dutch proved that the area was still one of the provinces of the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Then the Dutch authorities began a plan to make Papua an independent state at least in the 1970s. However, the Indonesian government refused and Papua became an area that was contested between the two countries. Then this was discussed in many international institutions. In 1962, the United States pressured the Dutch in order to agree to hold secret talks with Indonesia, which resulted in the New York Agreement. This agreement contained the surrender of Western Papua from the Netherlands. On May 1, 1963, West Irian returned to Indonesia. Last event in 1994, Ayrton Senna passed away. On May 1, 1994, Brazilian professional car racer Ayrton Senna was killed in a tragic accident in Bologna, Italy. According to former British racer Damon Hill, the best Formula One racer of all time passed away because of his own fault. Ayrton Senna, who had won the world title for 3 times, passed away at the age of 34 after hitting the Imola circuit fans at the Tamburello corner. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chillin' by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would've thought somehow, you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would've known somehow, you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you miss it all. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you miss it all. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, locking myself, no one in a go. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, cross legs laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime upon my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the beats when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime upon my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my song. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing.
Still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presiden Joko Widodo from a new ministry, the Ministry of Investment, head of the Investment Coordinating Board, Pahli Lahadalia, at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, was appointed as Minister of Investment. In a virtual press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday evening, Bahlil Lahadalia admitted that he received a number of tasks from the president, including a target to obtain an investment worth 900 trillion rupiah for this year. He ensures that he is ready to carry out the task. Previously, the Investment Coordinating Board noted that investment realization in the first quarter of 2021 reached almost 220 trillion rupiah, growing 4.3% from the same period last year. With this figure, the government has reached 24.4% of the investment realization target of 900 trillion rupiah. Minister Bahlil explained that the Ministry of Investment would concretely describe the vision and mission of President Joko Widodo, especially in economic transformation. Furthermore, he revealed that in the near future, there are two targets to be achieved, namely internal and external targets. Internal targets include the consolidation of the organization to the completion of the online single submission or OSS system. From June to July, OSS must be implemented. Meanwhile, the external target is to continue to encourage investment realization. Efforts have been made by communicating with a number of potential investors. Although he did not mention it clearly, he indicated that there would be new investment to come into Indonesia. Minister Bahlil Lahadalia further explained that when he was head of the Investment of Coordinating Board, he could only execute ministerial regulation, laws, or government regulation. The board could not make regulation or role models for investment games. Now, as the Minister of Investment, he can create regulation to regulate investment governance, integrate and collaborate with other ministries or agencies to increase investment. In terms of service to investors, with his current authority as Minister of Investment, Bahlil Lahadalia guarantees that it will be easier for domestic and foreign investors to invest.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Oh cintaku, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku. yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya? Bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu.
Duhai sayangku, tiada cinta seindah cinta, cinta yang tulus yang mengajarkan bijaksana dalam memaknai hati ini.
Oh, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh, bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi. Semoga kamu memaafkanku, menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder at the holy month of Ramadan will introduce the sweet tasty food from Semarang, Central Java that can accompany you to breakfasting, namely Wingko Babat. Listener, in the holy month of Ramadan, Wingko Babat is made from young coconut, glutinous rice flour, and sugar, and usually in a round shape. It is often used as a meal to break the fasting because of its sweet taste. Accompanied by a cup of hot tea, which is not too sweet, a piece of Wingko Babat can satisfy one's hunger and thirst after a day of fasting. Wingko Babat is made in Semarang, Central Java. It is called Wingko Babat because it comes from Babat area, a small area in Lamongan, East Java. In Babat, which is a small town, Wingko has an important role for economic growth in this area because since the 1900s, many Winco companies have had their manpower from the surrounding area. Even coconut, which is the main ingredient to make Winco, is taken from the area around this place. Then, because of the circumstance, one of the descendants of Winco Babat Baking Companies moved to Semarang. And then, he started making and selling Winco, not only door-to-door, but also in stalls at bus stop and train stations. As a result, Winco is popular as a typical souvenir of Semarang. The Winco, with price starting at 4,000 rupiah per pack, can make people happy who receive it. Listener, if you are in Indonesia and want to try the delicious Winco Babat, you don't have to go to Semarang Central Java to get it, because it is also available in many souvenir shops. Then you can also get it by buying online. And listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. sakitnya dikhianati. Tak ada yang lebih perih, tak ada yang lebih perih, tak ada yang lebih perih dari ini.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing the intrinsic meaning of ulos from North Sumatra. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Ulos, or often called kain ulos, is typical Indonesian fabric or cloth. It belongs to Batak tribe, or to be precise, ethnicity in North Sumatra. According to their belief, there are three sources of warmth in life, namely the sun, fire, and ulos. Batak people mostly live in the mountains or hills, so besides the sun, ulos is also become a source of warmth for them. Ulos cloth has an important role in the life of the Batak society. In addition to its uses in daily activities, ulos is also part of major events such as weddings, births, or funerals. Kain ulos or ulos cloth have distinctive role in Batak society. In the past, ancient ulos cloth worn by the Batak royal family was adorned with gold and silver decoration. Any big event or celebration is considered not valid without ulos. Ulos is divided into 16 types. Every type of ulos cloth has a different meaning and function. According to the Batak's ancestors, one of the elements that give life to the human body is the warmth. This due to the fact that early Batak people chose to live in the high plains that has a cold temperature. There are several types of ulos often used by Batak people in wedding ceremonies and death rituals. Antakantak ulos, for instance, is used as a shawl by elderlies in mourning, but it is also used as a cloth wrapped around one's body during the time of manortor or dancing. While Ragihotang ulos is given to a bride and a groom who are conducting the Hela traditional party. The presentation of Hela ulos means that the parents of the bride have agreed to give away their daughter to be married to a man who then would be referred to as Hela or son-in-law. The ulos presentation is always accompanied by giving a mandar Hela or sarung for the son-in-law, which indicates that the man should no longer behave like a single man but should behave as a parent-to-be. This sarung should always be used in and brought to traditional events. There is also Pinuncaan ulos used for various purposes in grief and joy by traditional kings. Common people may wear it, but after fulfilling some guidelines, for example, only at weddings or ceremonies in use by Suhut Sihabolonon, Hasuhuton or the host. Ulos also serves as ulos pasamot in a marriage ceremony. Ulos pasamot is given by the parents of the bride or hula-hula to the parents of the groom or pangoli, as a sign that they have legitimately become close relatives. Well, that was Miscellany today about the meaning of ulos. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Benarkah rasa tak terungkap
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Panorama Indonesia. The song that tells about the beauty, richness of, and love for Indonesia was created by Budiman BJ. Indonesia is blessed with rich and beautiful nature. The mountains, valleys, forests, canyons, and beaches and skies are beautiful. All of these make Indonesia be a homeland that is admired and loved by its people. Well, listener, here is the keroncong song entitled Panorama Indonesia, sung by Panji Asmoro. Enjoy the song.
Remang-remang pantai, seiring
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.